10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome back to my old listeners. Welcome back. I missed you all very much. To my new listeners, hi, welcome. Glad to have you. My name is Rebecca. I am 17 years old and I'm a fellow believer in Christ. If you aren't a believer in Christ, well, I am a Christian. Let's just say that. Which means I believe in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I know he's in heaven, reign as king. Amen. I have created this podcast to bring teens, preteens, youth, and everyone that falls under the title of youth to Christ. I hope that as God uses me to do this podcast, that I can bring along this journey to move to Christ. Yay! And we are back together again as a family. Yes, we are. I missed you guys so much. I did. Did y'all miss me? I missed you all so much. I did. Man, I am back again together as a family. We are back together again as a family. My God, words are not forming. I'm so excited to be back. Today, I just wanted to, you know, talk to you guys about the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. But I also wanted to update you all on the different ins and outs of Rebecca, because we are a family. And, you know, I got to keep y'all up to date. Right? Awesome. So, I am in college now, so that means that my schedule is hectic, you know, trying to rest and recuperate, you know, every single chance I get. But then I realize that I have work to do, so there's no rest, you know what I mean? But besides that, I've been trying to rest and all that good stuff, you know, remaining in the Word. The Lord has me in a season of what you call it, like isolation, where it's just me and him, you know, loving up on the Lord. I feel like out of all of the years that I've been serving the Lord, this has been one of the hardest, but also one of the closest that I've ever been to God. Because in the season, as I said before, in the last episode, in the season of isolation, the Lord allows certain things to affect you so that you would be able to depend on him more, you know. And life happens, you know, life happens. He gave us free will, you know what I mean? And so life happens and things happen. And I feel like things have been happening to me, and this is the closest that I've ever been to the Lord, and I feel good. Honestly, I really like it, you know. Sometimes I have my moments and I just be like, God, where you is? Like, I can't feel you, I can't hear you, you know. But besides that, I have been, you know, enjoying my time with the Lord, my quiet time, you know. He's OG. He will always be OG to me. He will always be the original God, you know. Anyway, so I'm still in college, all that good stuff. What else? I have my driver's license. Yes, I do. I have my driver's license. I got it recently. I think Wednesday I got it. Wednesday I got my driver's license, and I was really, really excited about that. You know, I've been praying to God about that, you know. The Lord is so funny. The Lord wants to hear your needs and whatever you may desire. And I guarantee you that if it's according to his will, he will grant your request. He will grant your request. And I've been praying to God. God, I want my license now. Like, I want my license now. And I want to have it by this specific time before my permit expires. And like the day before my permit expired, I got my license. And I was like, God, you sweet too good, man. You sweet too good. So yes, that happened. And also, I have a girls summit coming up. It is on the 20th of April, and I am so excited about it, you know, to have someone, you know, come alongside of me, Faith Butcher. She's coming to speak as well, but to just sit, and I wanted to have a community filled with girls, because I know I have Christian friends. Yes, I have Christian friends, but there aren't many friends around my same age group, around my same age range, that are like Christian, like, you know, deep in the Lord, like, you know, deep inside the Lord. But I'm not saying that I'm better than the people or whatever the case is, but I need someone who has like the same level of passion, the same level of desire, the same level of grace, or wanting that passion for God, or on fire for God. I need that, because as in Proverbs it said, as iron sharpens iron, friend sharpens a friend, you know what I mean? And I feel like having that community has helped me. Having faith in my life has helped me incredibly, and I want to be able to be that person for other young people growing up in a Christian society. So I have that coming up, and if you are in Barbados, come on, come out and support. I will be posting it on the Instagram page. I have not posted on that page in a hot minute. I am so sorry, but that is coming up. But I wanted to say, I came on here for a specific reason. In terms of the driving license, let's go back to the driver's license. I got a word, like I got two words, and I wanted to share them with you guys, because this is all about, being open and being vulnerable, and speaking out your challenges and whatever revelations that the Lord has given to you. And I just feel the need to share this with somebody. While driving, I had a driving instructor, my parents' childhood friend. And so he took me out, and, his pass rate was like 100%. His pass rate was always 100%. And, I was being negative, and I was like, well, there's always a first time for everything, meaning that I would fail, And when he took me in to go and do the test and whatever the case is, I had so many hiccups, so much hiccups. First of all, I was still at home while my instructor was done at the driving place. I was still at home and he was waiting on me, and some miscommunication got transferred and whatever. So I was still at home, so he had to come and collect me. So I was late for my appointment, And so that happened. First of all, I got there eventually, handed in my papers, all of that, and they came back out and, told me to go outside and wait and whatever the case is. So when it was, time to start the driving exam, and the examiners were calling out different people who are taking them over or whatever, my instructor called someone inside, and they were saying, well, it says that she's checked in, but I don't see a paper here saying that she is checked, to have her information of what she's going in for. And I was like, God, what is happening here? I said I want my license before this happens. And my driving instructor was saying, well, you can have to come back tomorrow. And I was like, no, because I said that I'm going to get my license today. And I was just like, God, you need to fix this. So eventually I got my papers signed in and everything is started, and everything got sorted out. And in about the span of 5 minutes, I examined the camera, and I was like, God, favor man. And I said, God, before I do anything with this wheel, you need to take control of this car, because let me tell you something, you need to take control of this car. So after I said that prayer, I messed up. Immediately after I said that prayer, I messed up, and I was like, God, you need to take control of this car. Like, there's no way that I could do this without you, right? So then moving forward, anyway, so the examiner was talking to my driving instructor, and she was saying, well, I came out early. What was she saying? Sorry for a little Beijing, but I'm being real. What was she saying? She was saying, before this, all of her, all of the people that came before me failed. Everybody else failed, And push come to shove, I gone back into the licensing authority, and that's what we call it here in Barbados. I don't know what they call it in America or in Jamaica or wherever you are. We call it here in Barbados the licensing authority. And when I drove back in, my dad told me that when you drive back into the licensing authority, you would automatically know that you passed, And so I was like, oh, says pass, But I didn't officially hear that I had passed. So I was like, okay. So then the examiner was like, okay, so are you going to pay for this today, or are you going to pay for it the next time? And I was like, I could pay for it today. But I didn't realize that it was so late, because I had class at 1. Anyway, moving forward. So at around 12, I had to go outside and wait, because my driving instructor was saying, well, you have to wait underneath the tent for her to come back outside to you. But my examiner has said, go and pull a number and then come directly back to me. Now keep that in mind. I want you to remember what she said, right? So I went underneath the tent and I waited because I didn't really process, you know what I mean? I didn't really process. I was just listening to what my driving instructor said. And I went and waited underneath the tent. And the Lord was just saying to me, you remember when you said that you would break the cycle? Because I was saying that I would break my driving instructor cycle of him having a 100% pass rate, like saying I would fail, you know? And it really dawned on me that the examiner, everyone before me, everyone had failed, and I was the only one that passed. So in turn, I broke the cycle, right? And I like sitting down, hearing God like speak so clearly to me, I was like, you're right, God. You're right, because I did break a cycle, and I was saying that I would break, oh my gosh, I was saying that I would break his cycle, but really and truly, I broke her cycle of having all failures, because I was the only one that passed. I don't know if someone else passed after me, because once I had my license, I was like, all right, deuces, I'm going to school now, bye, you know? I didn't wait around to hear if anybody else passed, you know what I mean? And so, then now, while waiting underneath the tent, I was like, well, I have to go. I can't really pull a number. I have to go. So then, moving on, The woman said, okay, I want you to pull a number and come directly back to me. No, I heard that, but my driving instructor had said something different. He said to wait underneath the tent and for her to come back out to you, and then you could go and pay or whatever the case is. And I was like, oh. Well, whatever my driving instructor says, he knows best, so I can listen to him. I gonna wait underneath the tank, right? 12:40 come. I finished the test around 12:30, maybe? 12:30? Yeah, 12:30. So I wait underneath the tank till about 12:40, wait till about 12:50. I said, alright, at 12:55, since I have class at 1 o'clock, at 12:55, I am going to go inside and see what is the hold up, right? And the Lord was just speaking to me so clearly. He said, Rebecca, the examiner told you to go and pull a number and then come directly back to her. But since you didn't go and pull a number, you can still go to her and collect the thing and come back and pay at a later date. But I, being me, I was not listening to what I heard what she said, but it was not registering in my brain cells. So I was listening to what the instructor had told me. So I was just there, out there waiting, right? And one of the things that the Lord told me was that you don't have to worry, because no one else is here for the reason that you are here. For the same reason that you are here. So you have to believe that your name will be called for that specific reason. No one else was underneath the tent with me. So my name was the only name to be called. So I was underneath the tent in the waiting room. So what I'm trying to say is that while you are in the waiting room, do not worry, do not stress about it, because your name will be called and your name will have such a specific ring to it that you will know that it is your specific name, because it is your specific situation that the Lord is calling you into. It's your specific situation that the Lord wants you to handle. So your name will be called for a specific reason. So the Lord does not want you to worry about it, because trust and believe he already has your papers. He already has everything that he needs to have in order to handle your situation. So when they say, open up, Rebecca, it is time for your situation to be handled, best believe that is already being handled, because you have already given the Lord your situation and he has your papers on file. So he will handle it according to his timing and according to his thoughts and according to his plan for your life. All you have to do is trust and wait for him to come through for you. My God Almighty, I love the Lord. He's sweet too good. So I was just there waiting. I was trusting. I was saying, well, God, I ain't hearing my name get called. I'm not seeing her come back out. And the Lord was like, Rebecca, the instructor told you to come back to her. She didn't say to wait outside for you, for her to come to you. She said to go to her. Whoa, My God Almighty. So eventually I had to get up and go inside to her, right? And she eventually saw me and she said, oh, well, here, and whatever the case. And I was like, well, I have to go to class, so can I pay for it another time? She said, yes, of course. Just bring your ID with you. And I was like, sure, no problem. Awesome. And so then I was just walking back to the car, whatever the case is. And I was just there like, God, you're right. You're right. And the Lord was saying, don't let what other people tell you distract you from what I have spoken over your life. Because I was listening to what my instructor said, but what the examiner had said, I didn't listen to it. Because she said, come directly back to me, not wait on the Nephi tent for her to call me. She said to come directly to me and I will give you what belongs to you. My God Almighty. So the Lord is telling you today, hey, Yandorobo Shata. The Lord is telling you today, trust me. Do not wait for anyone. Do not wait. Do not let anyone sidetrack you from what I have spoken into your ears, from what I have spoken over your life, from what I have spoken into your diaphragm, into your vision, into your spirit. Do not let anyone distract you, because I have given you this assignment and I have given you the tools to carry it forth and to do it. So don't let anyone or anybody or any animal or whoever distract you from the vision that God has called you to. My God Almighty. Ah, I feel like I'm talking to somebody. This was supposed to be a low-key episode. But I want you to know that the Lord is on your side. The Lord is on your side. And he's calling you. All you have to do is reach out. Isn't that a song? Reach out and touch. Somebody touch. Okay. Anyway, besides the point. So, reach out. Reach out to God, because he's your father. And he wants to love on you. He didn't really care about if you sin yesterday. And, you know, the only person that care about if you sin is the devil. Once you ask the Lord for forgiveness, he will throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. It's up to you to forgive yourself. Huh? Ask the Lord for grace. Ask the Lord for grace. And I'm sure that he will give it to you. So, that being said, I am excited to be back. I am excited to be back. That being said, I want to invite anyone who would like to give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes and repeat after me. Alright, bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful and blessed day in my life. God, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I want to know you as my Father. I want to know you as my friend. And I want to know you as my King and as my Lord. So God, I want you to come into my life. I repent of any sin and I acknowledge that you are God over all. And I look forward to hearing from you as my Father and as my Savior. Come into my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. If you have fallen out of faith with the Lord and you would like to get back to him, all I ask is that you bow your heads and you close your eyes, reverencing God, all right? Bow your heads, close your eyes, there you go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful and blessed day in this listener's life. God, they have drifted away from you and would like to get back to you. God, I ask that you fix every broken situation in their lives. Dear God, help them to know that you are their Father and their Savior and their friend. Help them to recognize you as their Father, just as I have recognized you as my Father. Come to them as their Father, God. God, allow them to know you more. Fix every broken situation, whether it be in their family, whether it be in their house, whether it be in their hearts, whether it be in their mind. Fix it, God, because you are God. And God, you said that you would go after them when they have left the flock. So God, go after them. Go after them and fix every broken situation in their lives, dear God. God, I ask this prayer in mighty and in your precious name. Surround them, God, with your peace and with your love and with your grace and with your anointing, God. Pour out afresh upon them, dear God, their Heavenly Father. Surround them with a community that will sharpen them, that will correct them, that will guide them, that will uphold them, that will lift them up when they're down, dear God. Surround them with love and with people who love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen! Amen, amen, amen! So we have changed it up. Of course, we've changed it up. We are not doing the whole welcome back, you know. We might do it, you know. We don't know what will happen. But I want to change it up, you know, make it a little, you know, spicy. With that being said, I just want to say that I love you. God loves you. Why? Because, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus, he loves you. Yes, Jesus, he loves us. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, the Bible does tell me that in John 3:16. I got you and God got you. May the Lord who created heaven and earth bless you from Jerusalem. Turn down your volumes. Turn it down. You turn it down. There you go. Bye, guys. See you next time.